This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Central College, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Strawver's True Value, and U.S. Cellular, Kooning Plumbing and Heating, Precision Pulley and Idler, Central Cellular, Verduft Agency, and Titan Machinery. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Extras Consignment, Topaz Styling Salon, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Scurrying and Utermark CPAs, Work Systems Rehabilitation and Fitness, STC Tire and Exhaust, and Pella Cooperative Electric. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back. Back to school. In the eighth part of a 10-part in-depth series on how to help children do their best in school, let's learn what successful seniors in high school have to say about how to succeed in school and go in-depth with Austin Reinhardt, Lacey Lambert, and Book Chrisman of the Knoxville High School. Are you all seniors?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. And so are you excited senior year, your big year?
Definitely.
Yes, ready to get out.
And thinking about college?
There's a lot of different choices you have to look at before you decide.
All right, so what are you looking at?
I've looked at a lot. I look at Iowa State mostly, possible engineering.
Okay, Lacey?
I have actually already been accepted to the University of Iowa, and that's where I plan on attending.
What do you want to study?
Hopefully pre-medicine.
Brooke?
I haven't really thought much about it, but I'm thinking like Iowa State probably.
Iowa State, have you been accepted or are you applying?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, it's still in the process.
Yeah.
You're going to the colleges that you want to go to, you've obviously been successful in school, you've done the right things, you've got accepted, it's not necessarily easy anymore. What do you think it takes to get through high school successfully? Austin, we'll start with you.
Do your homework, stay on top of your work. Show up. It's not hard to pass high school. You just have to apply yourself.
Show up. It's important, isn't it?
And you can't learn if you're not here. So, why not?
Basically, do all your homework. Turning it in on time is one big key thing. You'll have to learn to study because you can't just not study and expect to do well.
I would say don't slack off and make sure you get your homework done. Study a lot for tests, because test days are big.
It's as simple as when I was in school, is it? It's where you show up, you do your homework, you do your assignments, you participate, and you can succeed.
Yeah, not a whole lot's changed. I mean, it's just a different time, different clothes, different atmosphere, but it's still the same basics. Get your education, show up, learn, do what you're supposed to.
So where do people get derailed?
They just don't try. That's all there is to it. They just don't want to apply themselves.
They just don't do one of those things.
Yep. They start not doing their homework, and that continues for them.
And once you're behind?
You're behind for quite a while. It's hard to catch up.
And they don't take things seriously sometimes.
It's like it's just...
They don't take school seriously. They just show up, don't do the work.
Why do you think people do that? I mean, what's their motivation?
I have no idea. I don't know why you wouldn't want to.
They think life's easy. They can get everything handed to them, but they're going to find out that it doesn't work like that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on The Kids Are Back, Back to School is brought to you in part by Dr. Jennifer Palmer and Jennifer Lowry, nurse practitioners at Iowa Dermatology, Plum Supply, Meninga Pest Control, McGriff's of New Sharon, J&M Truck and Equipment, City of Pella, and Boats Home Furnishings. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIA. KNIAKRLS.com, and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Haften Racing, Witten Construction, Ulrich Ford & Lincoln, Pella Corporation, Pella Engraving, The Sign Spot, Digital Solutions, and the Marion County Fair Association.
I continued my conversation about how to be successful in high school with seniors Austin Reinhart, Lacey Lambert, and Brooke Christman with the Knoxville High School. And so let's just say that we have some new freshmen. It's the beginning of the year. Let's say we have some new freshmen that showed up. Anything else you'd tell them what you just told them?
I mean, really, it's just the main parts of do your work. Don't make any teachers mad. Be a good kid, and you're going to be fine.
I would tell them, it's hard to make your GPA better, like your junior and senior year, so that's why you have to do well your freshman and sophomore year, because it's hard to pick it back up.
Yeah, like Lacey said, you have to start off good your freshman year and then, like, build up.
Do you think starting off good in your freshman year is good enough, or should they start before then?
I would say before then. Like, you need to take middle school seriously, and then you need to take high school seriously.
Probably elementary.
Yeah, it starts from the beginning. So if you start off bad, you can make it better starting high school, but usually kids that are bad through middle school don't do well in high school.
So what I'm thinking that you're telling me is parents need to be pretty good, too. Parents need to be on their game. Is that right?
Yeah, I think parents need to, like, make sure their kids are getting their work done and, I don't know, just doing their homework, studying, focusing on school before any other activities.
Like, keep an eye on the grades, like, as far as, like, checking them online and maybe saying, designating 30 minutes at night for homework. So that will help a lot.
Yeah, the new JMC makes it really easy, or easier for a parent to keep track of their child in school. And if you're not going to be a good parent and help them out, how can you expect the kid to have the drive to do well in school?
Okay, so it takes drive by both. But, you know, I'm at work, I work hard all day, I'm tired, and I come home, and the last thing I want to do is correct math papers for, say, a middle schooler. What do you say to me if I'm a parent telling you that?
It'll help your kid in the future. You always want the best for your kids, so it take 5 minutes to do something for them that will help them for the rest of their life.
Yeah, it doesn't take a lot to be a parent. It doesn't take a lot of time for easier homework. And if nothing else, if you can't understand it or you don't know how to do it yourself, have them go in to talk to the teachers. They're usually here early in the morning, and they're here to help you.
Yeah, if your parents can't help you, you can talk to a guidance counselor about tutoring or something if you don't want to help them.
But we should be doing some things at home, right?
Yeah.
If we slack off in our part of it, the kids, they're going to take that example, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So your parents, family members, have they stepped up and done all of that for you or not? Tell me about your folks at home.
Mostly my dad helps me if I ever need help on homework, because he was always really good in school, so if I ever need help, I usually go to him. And he, like, sometimes he teaches me in different ways than the teacher does.
Is that okay?
Yeah. I learn in more than one way than what the teacher tells me.
At any time, does your dad not know the solution to the problem or an answer?
No, he usually does know. I think pretty much every time I've asked him, he, like, knows how to help me.
Lacey, how have your parents helped?
Usually, like, they threaten to, like, take my phone away, take my car away if I start to get, like, lower grades, but that doesn't happen very often, so they're good as far as that. They can't really help me at home, but I can, like, come in and ask the teachers for help. They're always there.
Some of the math problems you all do, I mean, it's been a long time since I've had the math. It's hard.
Yes, very.
Parents, so sometimes. And your parents also?
My parents have always helped me. They're both very, very intelligent, so it's nice to be able to have that. If for some reason, especially in high school, we're starting to do problems that they might not know how to do, So if they don't know, they'll have me come in early and get help and make sure I get the help that I need instead of just blowing it off and letting it go.
It's okay if you're a parent and you say, I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
Nobody's perfect. You're not going to know every problem to every, or every answer to every problem. And you can't expect that out of a parent. But what you can expect is for them to make sure that you get the help and get the answer to that problem.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Don's Heating and Cooling, Marion County Auto Body, Pleasantville Schools, Knoxville Recreation Center, Melcher Dallas Schools, Raymaker Screen Printing, and Twin Cedar Schools. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa State Savings Bank, Knoxville Schools, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Brookwood Incorporated, Lennox Heating and Cooling, McKay Insurance, Knoxville Raceway, and the Pleasantville Clinic. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about how to be successful in high school with seniors Austin Reinhart, Lacey Lambert, and Brooke Christman with the Knoxville High School.
Now let's just say that you have in front of you some freshmen that might not have that parental involvement for whatever reason. How should they cope with that?
They can go to the place such as a guidance office, and we have what we call cadet teachers in the high school, where the older kids might go help the younger kids if they're need help with math or a certain subject. So that's kind of nice that we do that, and helps others who don't have the advantage of their parents helping them at home.
Any other advice for freshmen might not have that family support?
We have a tutoring program here at school. You basically set up a time with another student that is intelligent and they know have taken the class already. I know they do it in the mornings, and I think sometimes even in the afternoons. You set up a time to come in and just work through your homework or whatever with them, and it's better than nothing. It's better than not getting any help at all.
Now for the parents, do punishments and groundings and taking away your car keys or your cell phone? I mean, taking away your cell phone, that's like your lifeline, right?
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
Does that work? Does that threat work? Has that ever happened? Have you ever been punished?
Not really. I usually keep track of myself and do my own homework. I think if it came to the point and they threatened that, I would definitely kick it in gear and get it done, because I couldn't go without my phone or my car. But there's no way. I'd have to get stuff done.
You have to walk and yell at other people as they drove by. It'd be tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Does it work?
I've never actually had it happen to me, but if my parents told me that, I'd be getting help the next morning so that I would make sure that I have my phone, because I always, what if I need it for emergency or something? But without my car, I'd have to walk everywhere, and that's no fun. So, yeah.
You might have to emergency text a friend about something.
Exactly.
Okay, and Brooke, does those kinds of threats, do they work, or do you get those?
No, not usually. Usually they just say I can't do anything on the weekends, but I usually keep my grades up, so it doesn't usually happen anyways.
Well, the parents have to be right on it, don't they? Because it doesn't work when right before the grades are coming out to take away your cell phone. It's too late. You have to monitor it slowly. No, I mean, as time passes, every step along the way.
It's got to start from the very beginning, because once you get your grade gets so low, it's almost impossible to get it back up.
You can't wait till last minute and hope to scold your kid and get him to bring the grade up. It's not that easy. Different assignments are worth different points, and towards the end of the semester or quarter or whatever, points are hard to come by, and it doesn't make as big of a difference or impact as it does in the beginning.
Well, and plus there's the cumulative nature of knowledge that once you're behind, you can't grasp what's going on now because you don't know what was happening a month ago. So you have to learn all of that just to get to now. So it's consistency in terms of completing the work.
Yep.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Kids Are Back, Back to School is brought to you in part by Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Wheeler Roofing, The Coffee Connection, Vermeer Corporation, and the Knoxville Hy-Vee. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com and clicking Radio Plus. It's that easy. Just visit KNIAKRLS.com, click on Radio Audio Media Player, and catch up on in-depth programs that you may have missed. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jersey Freeze, Marion County Rural Water, iHealth Solutions, 3M Manufacturing, Integrative Counseling Services, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, Dallas.
I continued my conversation about how to be successful in high school with seniors Austin Reinhart, Lacey Lambert, and Brooke Christman with the Knoxville High School.
Do any of you do athletics or belong to the band or do anything extracurricular?
I am part of the cadet firefighter program at the Knoxville City Fire Department. We've had that for about a year and a half now, and it's mainly the only thing I do.
But that still takes quite a bit of training time.
Yeah, it's a good amount of work, and it's a really good experience, and I would definitely encourage people to get involved with that, as we are looking to add a few more members, hopefully soon, to take the places of the members that we have now that are going to be graduating.
And Lacey, do you do anything else?
I am a football manager, and I have two jobs.
Two jobs?
Yes.
Okay, so you do all of that and get good grades.
Yes, I try my best to.
And manage to keep your car and cell phone.
Yes.
And do you do anything else, Brooke?
Yeah, I play two sports. I play volleyball and soccer. And I'm also in the Junior Chamber of Commerce, which we basically work at events and raise money for the Chamber of Commerce.
Why do you all do something else outside of school in this way?
It keeps you out of trouble.
I'd get bored at home.
Yeah, the same.
Keeps you out of trouble.
You won't be pressured to go out with your friends and do things that you know you shouldn't be doing.
So how do you manage to sort of keep peer pressure under control? We know that there's other kids that are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and they are probably exerting some kind of pressure on you that, oh, come on and be cool like us and do this dumb thing, I guess. I don't know how else to describe it, to do this thing they think is cool.
And I think somebody's morals should be able to tell them, you know, hey, it's not right. So just follow your gut instinct. If you know it's not right, why would you want to do it and risk jeopardizing everything that you have?
Despite the pressure.
Yeah. I mean, you can, it's not, it doesn't take a whole lot to ignore somebody and move on.
Even if they get mad at you for saying no, they'll get over it and want to hang out with you again. Just, like, don't fall for the wrong thing, because it can almost, like, ruin the rest of your high school career if you get in trouble or something.
Might put your life down a trajectory that you don't want.
Yes, exactly.
You deal with peer pressure.
I just think about, like, the consequences of, like, what if I did something and then I couldn't play sports anymore, or that's pretty much it.
So everything has its consequences. So both with good and bad consequences for the good things you accomplish or the bad decisions you make. Any other advice for either parents or students?
Enjoy it. It goes fast.
10 years from now, we sit at this table, you come back, we talk, let's just have fun. Where are you going to be 10 years from now, Brooke?
Hopefully have a sturdy job and a place to live.
And what's your career?
I don't know.
You don't know yet? You're wide open? Okay, Lacey, 10 years from now, your dreams?
10 years from now, I hope to be finishing up medical school to become a pediatrician and be married and just be successful.
Have a successful career in whatever job I choose. Have my own house, and just maintain quite a few of the friends that I have now. Stay in touch.
High expectations, you hopefully lead to the results you want.
Yep.
Is that how it works?
Takes
for the most part.
It's not all just hopes and dreams. You got to have hard work to get there.
Thanks to Austin Reinhart, Lacey Lambert, and Brooke Christman for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.